You know, if you want my opinion and you don't want the truth, you better not ask me. This week, I was reading in Psalms 37 in the Passion Translation, and it just so blessed me. So I picked out some of the scriptures out of there this morning, and Psalms 37:3 says, "Keep trusting in the Lord and do what is right in His eyes. Fix your heart on the promises of God, and you will be secure, lacking in nothing. And He'll be faithful to you. He is so faithful." Number 4 says, "Make God the utmost delight and pleasure of your life, and He will provide for you what you desire the most." Man. "And those who trust in the Lord will live safe and sound with blessings of overflowing." "Even in a time of disaster, He will watch over them, and they will always, always have more than enough, no matter what happens." And it says in 25, it says, "I was once young, but now I'm old. And not once have I found a lover of God forsaken by Him, nor have any of His children gone hungry." And it does not matter what this world looks like. We live in this world, but we're not of this world. We have a Savior that will meet every need. He says in His Word, He says, "I'll meet all your needs according to His riches and glory through Christ Jesus." He's a very present help in time of trouble. I don't care what you're going through. He is faithful. He'll be faithful to meet every need that you have. Lord, we just love You this morning. We just praise You. We just thank You for Your goodness and Your mercy and Your grace. And we speak blessings over this congregation. We speak blessings over the Socialists. Lord, we thank You. They are blessed going in and coming out. Lord, they mount up with wings like eagles. They run and don't grow weary. They walk and they don't faint. There's enough income. There's enough strength. There's enough energy. Nothing missing. Nothing lacking in their lives. We thank You, Father God. The same for this congregation. Nothing missing. Nothing lacking. Yes, Lord God. We thank You, God. You've redeemed us from the curse, and we're under the blessing. And Father, we thank You, Lord. We give this morning our tithes and our offerings, and we thank You, God, that the blessing of the Most High God is upon these offerings and tithes. Thank You, God, that I've never lacked for one good thing because You've been faithful. And I know nobody else in here will either. I love You and praise You. In Jesus' name, come and give in faith.
Glory to God. Job, praise team, as always. Thank you, sound team, up there too as well. Praise God. Get that camera working one of these days. Make me look a little better. We'll be in good shape. Hallelujah. Thank you all for coming today. God's got some outstanding things for you today. So get ready to receive what God has for you today. Look to your neighbor and say, I'm going to receive. What about you? Amen. We're going to receive today. It is my honor and my pleasure to introduce this couple today. They are warriors of the faith, and I honor them. I respect them so much. They raised a wonderful family. They're still going in the gospel, and they're just really, really awesome people. It's good to get to know people like this. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So anyway, I'm going to introduce Brother J.D. Sozabi. And he's going to introduce his wife, Miss Sarah. And I think she's going to sing us a song. Come on, Brother J.D. Amen. Let's give the Lord a big hand clap. And Brother J.D., hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, my brother.
Love you, sir.
I love you.
I do believe I'm here on divine assignment today.
Amen.
Occasionally along the journey, I sense that. Back home, Brother Tracy, our pastor, dean of preachers, he's amazing. You know, I sort of fill in for him, and he makes me look like a boy wearing knee pants trying to learn to preach. But when your pastor comes to our church, that pastoral gift just permeates the atmosphere. Jimmy Ryan walks in. And I heard something in the spirit. I've been to leadership meetings all around the world. Never heard nobody say this. And I said, should I say it? I believe you are an apostle in the bishop role of a pastor. I've never heard that in my life. Because he's excelled, he carries the canopy and the anointing of God's glory. I've been preaching 64 years. It's real positive now, but I've never walked into a pulpit and said what the Lord said for me to say, because I believe the tempo of this service and God's going to work miracles.
Amen.
Number one, he said that it's a new season.
Amen.
I'm on divine assignment this morning. It's new season.
Amen.
And here's what I've never said. Someone would say, well, what about the tares? How many of you know there are tares? You know the only difference between that you can visibly observe between the wheat and the tares? The only. He said, just let them grow together. You know the only thing that's visible? When the wind blows, the wheat bends. The tares are just like this. I wouldn't have said that, but the Holy Spirit said, I'm going to move across that congregation this morning. And those that are broken and hurt and bleeding and facing situations and you aren't your best for the Master. Oh, this morning, just yield to Him. Just yield to Him. Woo! In the Garden of Eden, the Bible said God came down in the cool of the day. The original translation reads, He came down and they walked with God in His breath. And after resurrection, He met with them and breathed upon them and said, Receive the Holy Spirit.